you for tuning in to the Epiphany program on Holy Family Radio with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm your program producer, Luke Zemlich. On Epiphany, our goal is to have a moment, an epiphany that will bring us all closer to God. So stick around to have an epiphany with us.
Hello and welcome to the Epiphany radio program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And I reside out of St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Matawan and St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Marcellus. So a great shout out to all of our parishioners there. We got a special guest who's been with us before a couple of times, Jensen Joseph from Shalom Media, and we're going to be talking about Shalom Media and the parish mission for 2015. So you may hear this program a couple of times during the year, but Shalom Media is making a great impact in the Catholic community here in the United States and all throughout the world. So Jensen, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, and it's good to be here.
And so we've done a couple of exciting radio programs with you, and I'm sure that this one's going to be an exciting one too, here from the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And also we're broadcasting, of course, we're live right now from the Catholic Information Center, Newman's Bookshop in downtown Kalamazoo on Michigan Avenue. And so we invite you to patronize your local Catholic bookstore. You know, they need your help. They need your support. They have a light bill to pay and they got rent to pay. So there's just lots of beautiful gifts down here for every occasion, all things Catholic, or, you know, that little bit of evangelization you can do within your own home, having a crucifix, having a picture of the Blessed Mother, having a picture of your favorite saint or Holy Father on the wall. Just a beautiful way to evangelize and talk to people. So, Jensen, we're going to talk about parish missions for this year with Shalom Media. So what have you got for us? What's new and exciting?
I just wanted to, first of all, you know, for those of you who don't know what Shalom is, you know, just give a brief description of the ministry. It's Shalom Media is a Catholic media ministry that started its ministry to the English-speaking audience in Texas. And December 2012, we launched our bi-monthly Catholic magazine called Shalom Tidings. In April of 2014, we were blessed to launch Shalom World, which is a 24/7 commercial-free, high-definition English language family channel that reaches out to the world with the truth of Jesus Christ. And Shalom World, this family channel, features daily mass, Catholic preachers, ministries, missionaries, documentaries, dramas, animations, talk shows, news, music videos, movies, concerts, praise and worship, conferences like men's conferences and women's conferences, charismatic conferences, Marian conferences, Divine Mercy, Eucharistic Congress, and pro-life events, and as well as youth and young adult retreats, among others, from around the country. Additionally, we have original programming produced in our production center in California. And in 2015, of course, our main initiative for this year is the Shalom Parish Mission. Now, just to give you some context of what is the underlying purpose of this mission. You know, in one of the articles in a previous Shalom Tidings, there was an article titled People Listen to Witnesses. Mm-hmm. And in the first opening sentence of this article, it says, in 1975, Pope Paul VI made the powerful comment, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers.
Amen.
And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses.
Absolutely.
You know, and basically when you think about this, when we look at our Catholic world, you know, we have an encyclopedia of witnesses. We have the cloud of witnesses that the writer of Hebrews talks about in the saints, you know. And one thing that you notice that is common in all of these witnesses is that their lives were locked in with the church.
Yes.
The Catholic Church,
absolutely.
You know. You cannot look at any witness and say they did not have a strong connection with the church. They had a very, very strong connection with the church. And so what Shalom realizes is that if the modern man listens to witnesses, we need to bring these witnesses to the limelight. We need to share their stories with the entire world so that people are inspired, you know, to change their lives,
Amen.
To accept Jesus into their lives, and live according to the will of God.
And I think, of course, also in that too, Jensen, is they are regular people.
Yes.
Or they were regular people.
Yes.
Just kind of normal people.
Yes.
Just like you and I, we've have our conversion stories to
yes.
tell, and we can tell those. But you're right. And when people see that, they see that originality. And it's not necessarily that they see religion or they see the church. They see kind of a victory
yes.
over whatever they were confronted with.
Yes, yes.
And a victory that they were powerless over.
Yes, yes.
And somehow God interceded.
Yes.
And so then they tell that story.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I'm a believer
yes.
more than I could have ever believed in my entire life, was because of that hopelessness, that powerlessness before I crossed that barrier.
Yes.
Or
yes.
God lifted me across it.
Yes. Yes. And really, in order to get access to these witnesses, in order to bring these witnesses, their stories to the limelight, what Shalom realizes is that we need to establish a direct link with each diocese and the parishes within the diocese.
Awesome.
Because unless you establish that link, you are not going to get access to these witnesses, because every true witness of Jesus Christ is interlocked.
Yes.
Your lives are locked in with the parish,
yes.
you know. And apart from that type of lifestyle, there is really no true witnessing,
yeah.
you know, of the faith. And so, you know, and just to put another reason for this, the purpose of this mission is, you know, I was reflecting on a few scriptures recently,
sure.
and one of the scriptures that that really I came across. It was in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 6, it says, "When the Lord saw how great was man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived was ever anything but evil," I began to realize the true state of the human condition, you know, where every desire in us, you know, wants to do evil, you
yeah.
know. And then I came across, you know, Paul's comments in his letter to the Romans. Romans chapter 7, verse 19 to 25, where he says, you know, "For I do not do the good that I want, but it's the evil that I do not want is what I do." You know, and who can save me from this type of situation?
Right.
You know, thanks be to God, it's only through the grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, and then again in Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9, you know, God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways." So really, when you meditate with your heart on these scriptures, you realize that for a human being, I mean, it is impossible for us to do the will of God,
Amen.
You know, just by our own effort. Because
Amen.
Everything in us, that human nature, everything is tending towards evil. You know, and therefore, you know, and at the same time, when you think about what is the Christian life, you know, St. Paul talks about in Philippians, he says, you know, whatever is honorable, whatever is lovely, wherever there is excellence, you know, think about these things. Dwell your mind on these things. Whatever is gracious, loving, excellent, you know, and as a human being, do I really understand what is true excellence? What is that true loveliness? And God says to me that, you know, it really, He is the only one who truly understands that, because His ways are not our ways.
Amen.
There is a big gap.
Amen.
And therefore, from the moment that I am conceived in the womb to the day I die, in order for me to assure that I am walking according to the will of God, that I am on the path to heaven, I need help. I mean, it's very clear.
Amen.
I need help.
Absolutely.
You know, and thanks be to God, the help, the greatest gift that He has given us is the church.
Amen.
You know, and everything that the church has, because from the moment I am conceived to the day I die, the church, by when I lock my hands in with the hands of the church, I can be assured that I will be walking on the path to heaven.
Amen.
That the church is primarily responsible. Its responsibility is to make sure that I get to heaven.
Amen.
You know, and during that journey, I'm going to fall. There's going to be all kinds of struggles, all kinds of things coming at me. But as long as my hands are locked in with the hands of the church, I can be assured that no matter what happens, the church is going to help me get up and continue to focus on Jesus and ultimately get there.
Amen.
At the end of my life.
So do you, so Shalom Media, do you have a, is there a plan or when you're doing these missions? Because I kind of reflect on this too, you know, this, you know, that we're kind of always pointed in kind of a downward motion.
Yes.
You know, whatever's easiest.
Yes, yes.
You know, and we're attracted to that. Whatever's easiest. I think, you know, some people would think pride is the greatest sin that we commit, but I think a lot of it is just laziness.
Yes.
Which is just this, you know, I'm too lazy to go to church. I'm too lazy to go to reconciliation.
Yes.
You know, and I think one of the greatest disservices that's been put upon humanity is this once saved, always saved.
Yes.
You know, that somehow I'm baptized, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I don't really need to go to Mass. I don't really need to do anything. I don't need to help my fellow man. I don't need to do any type of maintenance. And it's this nonsense.
Yes.
That, you know, you never need to re-roof your house.
Yes.
You never need to paint your house.
Yes.
You never need to put new carpeting in your house. I mean, wait a minute. We always are in need of this constant renewal.
Yes.
Constant, yes, maintenance, spiritual maintenance, in order so that when we get to that end of our lives, we get to go to heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what is the idea that you have or that Shalom Media has on getting people to, because I've always, you know, I'm always interested in trying to get people to make that one final little turn.
Yes.
You know, that little jump that makes them real disciples.
Yes.
Real believers.
Yes. Yes. So the idea of the Parish Mission 2015 is for Shalom Media to establish a link with each diocese and each parishes and produce a variety of television programs. And through these programs, we are going to highlight the lives of individuals,
okay,
families, and communities within a parish that live as true witnesses to the Catholic faith.
So you're going to have them come in and witness their stories?
Exactly.
On tape. So that it can be a 5-minute story or it can be a 30-minute story.
Exactly.
And
yes,
any variety of thing that they may want to talk about?
Yes.
Too? Okay.
Yes, yes. There are actually some specific programs that we have developed as part of this initiative. You know,
amazing.
The first program is called Luminous, which is basically a program that showcases preachers from across the country to share the good news of Christ. You know, this is a 25-minute long program that will cover a series of topics that are relevant to the world and to the church today. So really, the first step that Shalom does is once we have presented this initiative to a diocese and we have got the necessary permission, you know, what we will start to do is a number of things throughout a week, because really when we do this initiative with a diocese, we are hoping to spend at least 2 to 3 weeks within each diocese, you know. And during that week, what's going to happen on each weekday, we are going to be going to a different parish within that diocese, and we will do a live broadcast of the daily mass that happens in that parish.
Awesome.
You know, really, again, because, as I said, when you think about the beauty, the excellence, you know, all of that is contained in the Catholic Church, and many of us don't realize it. If we open our eyes and we see the Catholic Church in its entirety, we will notice the depth of the beauty and the excellence, and we will realize what God means when he says, my ways are higher than your ways.
Yes.
I mean, he is inviting us to the ultimate beauty,
right,
and excellence. And in order to experience that, we have to tap into the beautiful gift of the Catholic faith, the,
amen,
church, you know. And so as we begin to do this live broadcast, what we are doing is, you know, right now we have started this mission in the state of Texas.
Okay.
So we are going through the Diocese of Dallas as well as Houston. But every day, you know, we are going to a different parish doing the live broadcast, then uploading that video on our website. And today when I look under the banner of Parish Mission on the website, I am amazed to see how many churches are out there.
Yeah.
You know, this is just one city, Dallas,
yeah.
You know, out there, you know, so when we do the live broadcast, you know, it's not just broadcasting the mass, but then we begin to spend time with the parish priest and the different people, leaders of that community.
Right.
And we find out, okay, Father, I mean, can you give a talk? You know, on a topic that is relevant to the church or society today. I mean, is there something that is on your heart that
right.
you would like to share?
That you're passionate about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and there may be deacons in that parish or other lay people, you know, who are leaders who maybe have a strong message that
Amen.
They want to share. So give them an opportunity through this program called the Luminous to share their insight, you know. And it's not only just the parish priest or the deacon or other adult leaders, but there may be young people who are involved in youth ministry, you know, others. But basically what we want to bring before the world is the true witnesses of the Catholic faith, of that parish, you know, through this program, by really and showcase to the world that, you know, there are people out there who are thinking with the church, who are dreaming with the church,
Amen.
Who are desiring in their hearts that other people know the faith, experience the faith, and their heart is overwhelming with convictions that God has given them, with truths that they have learned that they want to share with others.
Amen.
And that can really encourage and really stimulate
right.
you know, people to say, you know what? I need to seek this out.
Correct.
Because there is excellence here.
Yeah.
There is loveliness here. There is graciousness here. Everything that my heart really desires, it is there. I want to tap into it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's awesome.
So this is one program that we hope to do through this. The other program that we hope to do is called Joyfully Big.
Yep.
Joyfully Big is basically a program that focuses on the lives of joyfully big Catholic families.
We've got a few of those in our parish. You know,
exactly.
You can,
yes.
You know, I think it is beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
It is a beautiful thing, and
yes.
and typically those families are very joyful.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
You can see that there's joy in that family.
Yes, you know, and again, you know, the underlying focus of this, you know, Pope Francis recently said, Pope Francis added that a society in which adult generations do not love to be surrounded by children, considering them above all as a worry, a burden, a risk, is a depressed society.
Amen.
You know,
that's exactly, and that's our state today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that while the conception of children must be responsible, having many children should not automatically be considered an irresponsible decision, and choosing not to have children is a selfish decision. The underlying root problem of all the problems in our society is the key word, selfishness.
Amen.
And Joyfully Big is going to come against this attitude.
Amen.
And say that we need to shed this attitude away from our lives, from our homes, from our communities.
It's almost a type of discrimination too, you know,
yes.
because they see if you've got 5 kids or 7 or 10,
yes.
you know, what are you doing?
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. And Pope Francis continues, he says this, life is rejuvenated.
Amen.
And acquires energy by multiplying. It is enriched, not impoverished. In the multiplication of generation, there is the mystery of the enrichment of life of all that comes from God Himself, you know. And so Joyfully Big, the primary objective is to show that the underlying purpose of marriage is selfless giving. This program is going to demystify common misconceptions concerning bigger families and captures the love, joy, and the immense possibilities family life offers when it is lived out according to the plan of God. Family life offers immense possibilities.
Amen.
People don't realize that because they do not live it according to the will of God.
Amen.
But when we bring family life in line with the will of God, it offers immense possibilities where you can just soak in true excellence and
Amen.
Love and graciousness.
Amen.
You know? And really, I mean, when we were thinking about this program, developing this program, this joyfully big production is actually going to be part of the second phase of our parish mission. It's a complex program. And really what our aim is to identify big families which could be featured in this program from different parts of the country. You know, so as we begin to go through each parish, we are going to talk to the parish priest and other leaders and identify these big families and accumulate all the names of the families.
Right.
And we will have an interview with them, you know, and then basically out of this big list of families we are going to that we have identified from across the country, we will shortlist a few families and based on certain criteria and do the recording as a second phase. And the key idea is to select the big faithful families, each emphasizing a different aspect of our faith. In some families, we emphasize the aspect of reciting the rosary together. In some others, we will doing the daily chores together. In some others, doing dining and spending time together, going for daily mass together, etc. Because we want the each episode to be different, you know.
Nice.
So really, again, highlighting the beauty, the excellence of the joyful family, of living in that context.
Amen. And a lot of people, too, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, well, the world's overpopulated and mm-hmm. things like that, and that's, you know, the reason why you shouldn't have a big family and things like that. But the fact of the matter is there's a very good website, and I believe it's overpopulationmyth.com,
mm-hmm.
and they do it strictly from a nuts and bolts food area to live in and all of that. And our problem is, you said it, Jensen, mm-hmm. is our selfishness.
Yes.
And a lot of these countries, and including the United States, much of it is because of the people who are in charge, the governmental leaders who are lording over their people,
yes.
not feeding their people, not taking care. They're corrupt.
Yes.
And Pope Francis has made it quite plain. They are corrupt.
Yes.
And these governments are corrupt, and they don't want the large families because that large family gives security.
Yes.
It gives joy.
Yes.
And the government is no longer in power. But when they strip away the father.
Yes.
They take away the family.
Yes.
They take away God. The government's in total control.
Yes. Yes.
And people need to wake up and realize that. You need to think about this. Because that's what's happening exactly. here in America.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that Pope Francis points out is that, you know, right now, today, when you look at society, what's happening is a cultivation of vice.
Yep.
Vice, you know.
Yep.
And what he says is that we need the cultivation of virtues. And the cultivation
Amen.
Of virtues that benefits Amen. Society at large happens in the context of large families.
Yes.
That's his message. You know, and he says here that the sons and daughters of large families are more inclined to fraternal union or communion from early childhood. In a world that is frequently marred by selfishness, a large family is a school of solidarity and sharing, and these attitudes are of benefit to all of society.
Amen.
You know, and then he says here, the great human family is like a forest in which the trees bear solidarity, communion, fidelity, support, security, happy, moderation, friendship. The presence of large families is a hope for society.
Amen.
So again, you come back to the notion of what is it that is truly excellent? What is the honorable thing? What is gracious? What is lovely? All of these things we can cultivate in the context of large families.
That's really beautiful.
You know.
Really beautiful. In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Holy Family Radio, and we're meeting with Jensen Joseph, and your home parish is still St. Monica's. St. Monica's in Kalamazoo, so a big shout-out to St. Monica's Parish in Kalamazoo. And my name is Deacon Louis Zemlick, and this is the Epiphany Radio program on Holy Family Radio. So as we continue to talk about the parish mission, that is Shalom World, and you can go to their website if you want to go to their website at shalomworld.org. And also, another thing to remember too is, you know, your cable provider, the dish provider, if you don't have Shalom World on your network, give your cable provider or your dish network or whoever a call and say, hey, we would like to see Shalom Media on there, you know, along with EWTN and all that great programming, because this is the type of stuff that is countercultural. This is the culture of life. What we talk about here is life. We don't talk about death and how terrible things are, but we talk about how good things can be and how good things are in our families. Does it take work? Does it take effort? Absolutely. Everything like that takes work and effort. But we're talking about these virtues, and it's spot on.
Yes.
To working on these virtues rather than what? Vice. Vice. Vice leads to death. Virtue leads to life. That's the difference.
Yes.
That's the big difference.
Yes. Yes. And so Luminous is one program. Joyfully Big is another. The third type of program that we are hoping to develop and showcase these the stories of witnesses is called Vocare. Now, Vocare is a program that presents the life of priests and religious who have answered God's call in an extraordinary way. This program is an invitation for young people to faithfully follow God's call.
Wow, that's great.
You know, and when you think about it, you know, all of the priests who are out there, each of them has something unique, you know, that really moved them, that motivated them to answer God's call to the religious life, to the priesthood, you know. And it is only necessary, I mean, it only makes sense that we need to highlight those stories. We need to bring those stories forth. It's not just one or two priests, but everyone has something unique. And each person can speak in his or unique way to somebody out there, you know, who's thinking about this, who's not sure, you know. So that is why we thought, you know, as we go through the different parishes, we are going to come across this great cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
You know, and again, when we sit down and talk with these men who have consecrated their lives and really, you know, we begin to dive together into the heart of what is it that truly inspired them, that statement, those words that are going to come out of their mouth can really touch someone out there. You know, and that is the beauty of the Catholic faith.
Amen.
It's not restricted to a few men and women. There is a cloud of witnesses. That
Amen.
Is the beauty of our church. There is always, for generations and for generations to come, there is always going to be the cloud of witnesses living and those who are now in heaven and those who are in earth.
And I think it's so important, too, to start talking to our kids about this
yes.
early on in their lives. And I noticed that you have this on here, too, that this is an invitation for young people
Yes.
to faithfully follow God's call.
Yes.
And
yes.
so, you know, if they're thinking about this, you know, it's not that, oh, it's silly that you're thinking about that. At that age, at age 10, you're thinking about becoming a priest, or you're thinking about becoming a sister, or you're thinking about becoming a religious. No, reinforce that.
Yes.
Reinforce that with yes. your child. Say, wow, that's an amazing thing. How can I assist you as your parent? How can I assist you? How can we assist them as our parish? But, you know, I was listening to Catholic radio this morning, and a bishop talking about when did he feel the call? When did he hear the call?
Yes.
Guess what age he heard the call at? 7.
Praise God.
Age 7.
Praise God.
He
Praise
heard
God.
The call to become a priest.
Yes, yes.
Age 7.
Praise God.
And,
Praise God.
And here we are as parents, you know, saying, well, my son's going to be a doctor. He's going to be a brain surgeon. Hey, wait a minute. You know?
Yes.
That's maybe what you want. But what does your child want?
Yes.
What
yes.
does God want?
Yes, yes.
You know, so this sounds really yeah. amazing.
You know, and, you know, the other thing I just want to share now is really for me personally, how the presence of priests have really made an impact on my life. You know, there is a powerful story that I want to share
Absolutely.
That I really heard. In India, in my state in Kerala, there is a powerful priest who does a lot of ministry now, a charismatic priest named Father Xavier. And he shared a story from his life. When he became a priest, he was assigned, as the new pastor of a parish. And as he, began his ministry over there, one of the altar servers one day told him that, you know, the priest who was there prior to him, he was a wonderful priest. You know, and Father Xavier, being a new priest, he thought, okay. He just asked, okay, what is so wonderful about him? And this altar server shared a story. The previous priest had a habit of visiting families throughout his parish often. And sure. One night, you know, he was returning late. You know, he was out there visiting different parishes, different families. And as he was walking through an open ground, he suddenly heard the sound of cries, tears. Wow. You know, it was a loud cry. And he looked and he saw a house. You know, there was light on. So he approached the house and knocked on the door. And, you know, when he entered the house, he saw a father, a mother, and a few children sitting on the floor, and they were all weeping, you know. And he was kind of disturbed to see this. And after they had calmed down, he asked them, what's the cause for your sadness? Why are you crying? And they said that, you know, Father, you know, our house is going to be foreclosed tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to kick us out of our house. We are in a huge debt. You know, there's nobody to help us, and we are just in this bad situation. And today is our last night in the house, and we don't know what to do, where to go. And, you know, the priest, you know, calmed them, and, you know, he basically, after praying with them, you know, he told them this. He said that, you know, I don't have any wealth or money to give you. But what I do have, I give you my priestly blessing, you know. And he gave them his blessing. He prayed that all of their hardship will vanish away, and you know he left the house, you know, and he returned back to his parish. And what happened the next day was an absolute miracle. The foreclosure that was supposed to happen didn't happen.
Wow.
And a few families came forward and decided to assist this family by loaning them some money. Some other people came forward and decided to pay part of their debts. The head of the family got a job, and through that job was able to pay the rest of his debts.
Amazing. You
know? Now, Father Xavier, I mean, he heard the story and he thought, okay. All right.
That's
and he
nice.
Just kept it to himself.
Sure.
Many years later, now he's now the director of the most powerful retreat center in India. And one day after, you know, in India, in these retreat centers, we have a 7-day retreat. But towards the end of the retreat, as he was walking through the hallway, he noticed, you know, pretty much everybody had left. And he noticed this one huge man sitting down. And his face was kind of downcast. So he went up to the man and he said, "What's the matter? You know, aren't you happy? Aren't you joyful? You just attended a 7-day retreat." And the man said, "It's not that, Father. It's just, you know, I have a big debt. You know, I have to go back to my house now. I mean, the retreat was great and everything, but I've got to step back into reality. I don't know how to take care of this debt. My family, you know, I mean, I've my wife to support, my kids, you know." And as he was sitting there and, you know, not knowing what to do, suddenly the story came flashing back to the Father Xavier's mind, you know. And he said to this man, and he looked over and he saw a table with a crucifix. So he told the man to get up. "Why don't you follow me?" And they walked over to that table and he picked the crucifix up and he told the man the exact same words. "I don't have money or wealth to help you, but what I do have, I give you my priestly blessing." And he gave him a blessing and prayed that all his problems would vanish away. Well, a week later, as Father Xavier was getting ready to start the next retreat for the next group of participants, as he's walking in the open ground outside the center, he sees the huge man getting off a bus. This man, he doesn't recognize him at first. This man doesn't have his hair combed, and he's just rushing. And Father thought this man is coming to make some trouble. So he rushes over, he grabs the man, and then the man asks, "Do you recognize me, Father?" And Father says, oh, okay, I do. And he says, "Father, it worked. I mean, all my problems." And Father said, okay, he called him over and he sat him down and he said, "What exactly happened?" The man said that he went back to his house, and a few days later, a group of men came to his house and asked him, "We would like to buy a piece of property that you have." And they said that, "We really want this property. It's exactly what we are looking for. And it's not exactly an ideal type of property, but for some reason, these men wanted it. And now it time came to fix the price." So they asked, "How much are you willing to sell it for?" And the head of the household, he said that, "Well, how much are you willing to pay?" And so he just began to wait and see what
That's
price.
A good negotiating
exactly.
thing to
and,
say, too.
And they,
you know?
they basically set a price and basically said no. And they basically were able to get it to the same amount of debt that he had.
Wow.
And he was able to pay. And, you know, this story really touched me in my heart because it began to show that me as a Catholic person, when my life is connected with priests and with the wonderful charism that they have, the priestly blessing, when my life is continually, you know, exposed to this, you know, how blessed I am. And today I can testify personally how much graces and blessing I have had everywhere I've went when I have made a conscious decision to make a connection directly with priests.
Amen.
And the blessing. You know, today it saddens me to see a lot of people waiting to rush out of church right after communion.
Before the blessing.
Exactly.
Before the blessing.
You know,
yeah.
And today, you know, because I have this conviction, what I try to do is, when I drop my daughter off to St. Monica school, what I try to do is sometimes we go through the church, because I know that usually Father Lipka or Father Consani or Father Farrell is going to be walking out after the 7:30 Mass. And when I see them, I say, Father, can you give me your blessing? You know, for my child, for my, you know, but that blessing, I've come to treasure it so much that I need it desperately every day,
Amen.
You know, in my life, and how much graces it has showered in my life, that blessing, because it can really protect me from so much evil out there and really keep that grace of Christ in my life.
But there's a even greater part of it, though, too, Jensen, is that you want to receive that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
I think that is the key.
Yes, yes.
That is the key, because these blessings, these graces are poured out upon us all day long.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But until we come to believe,
yes,
we make that little move over that thing that's stopping us, that,
yes,
that barricade that's stopping us. And maybe it's a vice.
Yes.
Maybe it's just our thinking that we're just not, we don't think that God is in our lives today.
Yes, yes.
Actively in our lives today. So that's just a beautiful story.
Yeah. Another story that I just experienced recently was, me and my wife, we were expecting our third child, you know. And my wife one day was at attending Mass at St. Catherine of Siena. And as she was receiving the precious blood, she suddenly felt a voice inside of her saying, consecrate the baby to the protection of the precious blood of Jesus. So she said that she's never prayed like this before, but she was so moved to pray sincerely and just with passion,
wow,
consecrating the child to the precious blood. And that day after Mass, she came home. She was talking with her cousin of ours on the phones and suddenly felt something funny inside her stomach. She went over to the bathroom and heavy bleeding started,
oh,
you know.
Mercy.
And, you know, we were able to get to the hospital, and we thought this was going to be a miscarriage. And it took several hours for the hospital to finally do the ultrasound. But when we did the ultrasound, and during this whole time, we were praying together as a couple, you know, praying, you know. But when they did the ultrasound, the heart rate, everything was normal, you know. And again, this just showed me the blessing of the church, the blessing of the priest, the everything that the church offers, the most beautiful gift, the precious body and blood of Christ. I mean,
yes,
all of this brings so much grace, and, you know, so many graces are showered into our lives. I mean, we don't realize it, but miracles are happening in our lives. We are, our lives are being spared from all kinds of dangers and things,
right,
you know, because of the presence,
yes,
the great presence of the church through its priests, you know, and through the sacraments in our life. And we just don't realize it, but we have got to open our eyes, realize it, and be thankful for this beauty and excellence that we are exposed to every moment.
I agree. In case you're just joining us, we're meeting with Jensen Joseph. He's with Shalom Media and Shalom World, and we're talking about the Paris Mission Program that they've got going on, which is this program to showcase preachers across the country and your parish and in my parish, and also this other thing about talking to people about big Catholic families and about how important that is and how awesome that is, and about getting those stories, kind of a Catholics returning home type program of everyone in our parish. We all have a story to tell. We all have things to talk about. We're always trying to get people on the air here on Holy Family Radio to try to get to them to talk about this, but this is kind of the video version of it.
Yes.
And I know it's a very well-organized and a great organization, Shalom Media, so I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be very exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just want to share again the words,
sure,
of Pope Francis. Our Holy Father says, every consecrated person is a gift for the people of God on a journey. There is much need of their presence that strengthens and renews the commitment to spread the gospel, to Christian education, to charity for the most needy, to contemplative prayer,
Amen.
The commitment to a human and spiritual formation of young people, of families, the commitment to justice and peace in the human family.
Amen.
Again, coming back to what is it that's truly excellent and lovely?
Amen.
I mean, the consecrated person reminds us of all these things and encourages us in all of these things.
Amen.
You know, it's amazing. So the fourth program that Shalom hopes to do through this initiative is called Real Men and Real Women. In a world where true manhood and womanhood is misunderstood, questioned, and ridiculed, this program aims to communicate the unique and indispensable roles men and women are called to play in God's wonderful plan.
Amen.
You know, and today, you know, as you know, I heard this reiterated in the Grand Rapids Men's Conference, there is a lot of confusion out there about what true manhood and womanhood is.
Yes, there is.
You know, and really, again, if you want to clear the misconceptions, if you want to really come to the beauty of what it really means, you have got to come back to the heart of the church.
Amen.
Because the church, for generations, and in continuing through the rest of human history, it is going to proclaim, it is going to present the true beauty of manhood and womanhood, and it's going to give you the clear direction and teaching of what that really means.
Amen.
And not only when you come to the church, but within the church, you are going to find the cloud of witnesses who are really living the true meaning of manhood and womanhood.
Amen.
And that is why, again, we need to come back to the church. Are we confused? Are we lost? You know, do we not know what to do? What teaching to accept? Come back to the church.
Amen.
Listen to the church. Open your heart and mind.
Amen.
You know, don't have any pre-misconceptions. Don't block that the teaching of the church. Receive it. Open your mind to it, and you will experience the true beauty.
Well, absolutely. And I think what really has to be really shouted from the rooftops is just consider natural law.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just consider natural law. Take the religion out of it. Take the church out of it. Take the priest or the pope or the bishop or deacons or whatever. Take them all out of the picture. And let's just talk about two people. Okay? Two people, a man and a woman. And when those two come together,
yes,
naturally come together, what is created is a child.
Yes, yes.
A baby's born. Now, if you have a woman and a woman and the two come together, nothing is created.
Yes, yes.
I think in kind of an interesting, in the same thing with a man and man, come together. Now, there may be friendship, and that's the other thing that I see horribly affected by this sexual confusion. Now, there are people who have same-sex attraction, and I understand that, and the church loves them and wants them to come home, and, you know, that is not a sin to have same-sex attraction. It is not a sin. It is the action. When we go through with the action, that's when we get in trouble. The same thing as with a heterosexual man and a woman who are not married coming together. That is not right. That is a sin. You must be married. But the church plainly teaches natural law in this regard, that when the two get married and they come together, they create not just a child, but they create love. They create this trinity.
Yes.
This trinity of love happens. This is natural law, my friends. This is natural law. This is life. One brings life, the other brings death. And you talk about confusion. The world is so confused now, it's unbelievable. I was reading this article of this person who had a sex change operation, and I was absolutely petrified to see that the person was only 21 years old.
Oh,
21 years old.
Oh.
And I think, my God, where have the adults gone?
Yes.
Where have the leaders, where have the people who have any sense in their minds to talk to this person? And, of course, all the surgeons stand around. And, of course, I guess if they don't believe in anything deeper than we're just a bunch of toasters and you're just changing handles on us and knobs, and that's all we are is toasters. And we're going to put a blue knob on this one and a green knob on that one. And this one, the latch is going to go this way and it's going to go that way. But that's ridiculous. It's just, it's gotten ridiculous. But I think in another way, it is this, which direction are we pointed in? And we are pointed in this downward direction.
Yes.
And we're heading right back to the, the terrible times in Rome, you know, that anything went.
Yes.
Anything went. Everything, it was total chaos.
Yes.
Total chaos. And I hope to God we don't, but it's, you know, who knows?
Yes.
Who knows? But it's very sad. It's very sad. I find it very sad, and I find it sickening in a way, too, that there are not people who love this man or woman enough to say, listen, maybe you should think about this, you know? They say our minds, we don't mature really fully until we're 24. Well, for me, in my case, I was 35 before I really started getting any brain cells working inside my head.
Yes.
You know, but they say it's, you know, 24, 25 years old for the average person.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, for a person of this age, I just was like, man, I don't know. It's just really, it's very concerning.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes. And then really, you know, when I think about my own life and really, you know, the thing that really helped me to understand the heart of Catholic spirituality is when I began to direct my attention, you know, on the life of the saints, you know, on the life of men and women, you know, who are living in our world today, you know, the consecrated people, families who are really making an honest effort to do the will of God,
yes.
You know. And I think, you know, as I said, we can pay attention to the world, but we know that there are so many false voices out there that are going to misdirect us, you know, give us false notions, you know, and we can be easily misled, you know. And also, the more we tap into those resources, we are not experiencing that true beauty and excellence and peace and joy and love. We become more miserable. And that is why, you know, what these programs, again, the underlying purpose is to direct direct our attention to the men and women, you know, who are making an honest effort to do the will of God, who are living their faith out, and really in their lives we can truly experience and see the true beauty and excellence. So it's very critical, especially for our young people, you know, to know as you grow up, young men, as you grow up to be into that full manhood, what does it mean
Amen.
To be a real man? How do you glorify Christ in your manhood?
Amen.
For the women, young women out there, how do you glorify Christ, you know, through your womanhood?
Amen.
The church can give you the proper and the clear and the 100%, you know, clear direction on how to do that.
Absolutely. And I think it's very important, too, today, you know, to this Courage Ministries, and I'm not sure what their website is, but Courage Ministries, which deals with people who have same-sex attraction. I think it's very important for us as men and women to be able to understand this, too, to understand the same-sex attraction and what's going on in our culture, what's going on in our society, and why this is happening. And all of this is a search for God.
Yes.
See, all of it is a search for God. Whether you're drinking too much or you're looking at pornography or you're gambling or you're spending money or you're just doing insane things, all of these things are so important. That website for Courage Ministries, too, is couragerc.net. That's couragerc.net. Because it's very important for us as Catholics to be able to know how to minister. To know how to minister to anyone, no matter where they're at.
Yes.
No matter where they're at in their life. And I saw this beautiful thing that I heard just this last week was, you know, it starts with our hands.
Yes.
Right? It starts with being a friend, reaching out. It starts with our hands, and then it moves to our heart.
Yes.
Okay? And then it moves to our heart. And then it moves to our mind. It moves to our head. Okay? And then so often we get it backwards. We want to do it with our head.
Yes.
We want to think it. We want to condemn.
Yes.
We want to do this. We want to do that. We think we know what's best. We don't. Be a friend. Reach that hand out first. Then have it move to your heart. That's God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
God.
Yes.
And then, you know, so that we can be instruments of God's peace and love and courage.
Yes.
And giving others courage.
Yes.
So beautiful thing. So yes. Real men, real women.
Yes, real men, real women. And the last program that we hope to do through this initiative is called the Church Glory. This program will explore the history and impact of various church communities within a diocese. Church Glory will highlight the many ministries and movements within particular parishes, motivating the viewers to initiate similar ministries and movements within their own parish. You know, really, I mean, the highlight, the key purpose of this is we want to establish not only a direct link with a parish, but we want to make sure there is a direct link between all parishes, you know, in the U.S.
Nice.
You know, because the thing that people don't realize is the Catholic Church is doing a lot. It is absolutely doing a lot to care for the soul of each individual person.
Amen.
And when we connect with the church and we engage in discussion with the leaders of the church, we will realize all the ministries that are within a parish and all the different things that they're doing.
Amen.
And we will realize all the different efforts that the church is making to bring the beauty, excellence, and that graciousness and loveliness into every individual life and family life. And we need to highlight those ministries. You know,
amen.
I'm sure that there are ministries that are happening in some churches that are probably would really benefit if the same thing happened in another church. You know, so we hope that through this program, you know, leaders within churches can get ideas from other leaders.
That's
you know?
Right.
Because, as I said, it's not each person trying to save souls or bring people to God or each parish. We're doing this together.
Amen.
You know, the universal church. That's the whole beauty of the universalities. We're all interconnected. And
And we know what works.
Exactly.
I mean, with 2,000 years of history.
Yes.
You start to figure out a few things.
Exactly.
On what works, what does not work.
Yes.
You know, and the church is ever changing. You
yes.
know, we've gone through 22 different councils.
Yes.
So we've kind of gotten used to this, but there's always the new challenges. The devil is always, you know, knocking at the door and trying
yes.
to run us off the rails. So, but he will not prevail.
Yes.
He will not.
Yes. And the other thing that we, you know, when we do this type of programming and do this type of initiative, we want people to realize that people in the Catholic Church, in the context of the church, I mean, they are real human beings.
Amen.
You know, they experience sorrow, anxiety, all kinds of struggles too, you know. It's not like, and the message to us is this, we're not the only ones suffering.
Amen.
Or, you know, we are not the only ones who are going through this hardship. There are other people out there who have experienced, who can understand.
Yeah.
You know, and the church especially, because of the cloud of witnesses, people in every facet of life who have gone through every kind of emotion and pain and everything, there is somebody out there.
Amen.
You know, and we will find that person within the context of the church. So through this programming, we bring those people forth. You realize that, hey, other people have gone through this, and guess what? They did not help themselves. They realized their helplessness, and they reached out, Lord, have mercy, help
Amen.
Me. They realized that the greatest gift that God, visible gift God has given them to help them, is the church. And they reached out for the church, who grabbed them, who welcomed them, like the prodigal father, who ran and embraced his son and said, it's okay.
Amen.
It's okay. I love you.
Amen.
And the church encouraged them, and just the overwhelming love that we feel in ourselves and the transformation, you know.
Amen. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, Jensen, because that is, you know, the church models that the prodigal son, you know,
yes.
one son stays at home and is very good and,
yes.
and then the other one is not so good,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And but the church wants both.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it's not that we stand in judgment of one son or the other. Both sons have got issues.
Yes.
You know, both sons have to go through conversion.
Yes.
Both sons have to learn how to love.
Yes, yes.
Okay? And so it's, you know, this is a process. And the church wants us to help. But I think the biggest problem today, and I know we've only got about 5 minutes left, but the biggest problem today is I think a lot of people do not believe that there's anything beyond this.
Yes.
They think that once they die, they go on the ground, they're just a toaster, you know, there I go. They're going to recycle me or whatever.
Yes.
But there's more to that.
Yes, yes.
There's so much more to that.
Yes.
Our souls live forever. in one or two places.
Yes, yes.
Heaven or hell.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we have to really consider that, contemplate that, you know, of where am I going? What direction am I heading in? Do I feel alive or do I feel dead?
Yes.
And that's, you know, the real question, right?
Yes.
That's been our story too. You know, yes. I think everybody could probably relate to that, that do I feel alive or do I feel dead? And if you feel dead, you're in that downward grade.
Yes. Yes.
If you feel alive, you're in that upward grade. Now, everybody has good days and bad days, sure. But if you know whether you're on that upward grind or not, and yeah, it does take a little effort. So, Jensen, we've got about 4 minutes left. Yes. Anything you want to recap?
Yes, I just want to recap again.
Absolutely.
Two things, the need of the hour and mission outcome. And one more thing is, how do you partner with Shalom if you're interested in
Absolutely.
Having them do this initiative?
Yes,
you know,
you bet.
The need of the hour, secular media glamorizes sin and promotes the idea that God and His church are no longer needed or relevant. Shalom World TV seeks to bring the beauty and truth of the Catholic Church as lived by its witnesses across the United States. And the key thing is this, no story is too small. Every individual's witnessing can make a global impact.
Amen.
You know, and then the mission outcome, what we hope to achieve through this initiative is the inspiring stories of priests and religious will encourage vocations among young viewers. Fallen away Catholics will be encouraged to come back into the church. Individual initiatives, ministries, and movements within a parish will be promoted. Parish mission will bring local Catholic initiatives to a global platform, you know. And really, how can you partner with Shalom? The Shalom production team will schedule the various television program recordings, including the Holy Mass in advance. Shalom World TV will provide the necessary equipment and the crew. A local Shalom Media USA rep volunteer will be available to speak at the parish or the diocese regarding the Shalom parish mission. What we are asking you to do is inform your parishioners about the Shalom parish mission through the church bulletin, the website, social media. Prepare a list of individuals and families, ministries and movements within your parish that can be featured on Shalom World TV.
Awesome.
And then call Shalom Media. You know, right now, as I said, we are so this is going to be a long initiative, a long project. You
sure.
know. So we are working our way through the state of Texas, you know. But eventually we will be reaching out to and making the initial contact with every diocese. But if your diocese wants to welcome this, you know, feel free to call Shalom and make the initial phone call. You know.
Very good. So I would think Bishop Bradley will be involved in this and get his blessing on it and so on and so forth. And so hopefully that'll work out. Now, is there going to be any cost for parishes or anything like that?
There's going to be no cost, is there? Because we are going to be providing all the equipment and the crew. It's basically, as we engage in our discussion with the parish, we will be able to highlight
right.
All the different individuals, families, and ministries we can feature through these different television programs.
Absolutely.
And we will schedule.
And you got to make it worthwhile for
exactly.
them to come, you know,
yes.
to set up some type of an event. So it's good for, you know, if you're listening out there, contact Jensen Joseph, and he's at, how can they get a hold of you?
They can basically call me. Contact me through the Shalom office. So
okay.
The Shalom website is www.shalomworld.org. You know, so
okay.
you can contact the office, and through the office you can contact each local representative.
Awesome, very good. Well, it's been very good meeting with you again.
Yes, yes.
As always, and hopefully we'll get together a few months down the road, maybe as some of this starts to develop. And we encourage you, the listeners of Holy Family Radio, to get a hold of Jensen Joseph, and of course he's at St. Monica's Parish too. If you want to, I'm sure they can go. You can go through the website too. But
yes.
I know he's hanging out there all the time too. So.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us here on the Epiphany Radio Program, and thank all of you listeners out there. And just remember Newman's Bookshop down here in downtown Kalamazoo. That's where we broadcast live from and record. So thank you very much, and may God richly bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Epiphany with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich, on Holy Family Radio. If you have suggestions or comments, you can email us at epiphany@holyfamilyradio.net. Also, if you would like to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, audio copies are available online at holyfamilyradio.net. Thank you for listening.